School teacher.
Old-fashioned times?
School marm.
Mm-hmm. All right, an American writer in the 19th century, James Fenimore
Cooper.
And a married woman who had that last name, you'd address her?
Mrs. Cooper.
All right, if you would say that pronunciation if you were being careful about it? Or all the time?
Well, now see, if I were just saying it like in a sentence, it would just be, how you doing, Miss Cooper? I mean, I slur all that together. But being careful, Mrs. Cooper. Mrs. Cooper, if she weren't married.
Right. And what about a preacher that's not trained to be one, really?
A jackleg. Same thing as a carpenter or a lawyer. Yeah.
Specifically, he'd be a
jackleg preacher.
And the others?
Jackleg carpenter, jackleg lawyer, shade tree mechanic.
Does that imply incompetence?
No. Now, to me, a shade tree mechanic is different from jackleg. A shade tree mechanic is a person who tries to work on their own car. Kind of a poor person like me who tries to change the oil and change the filters and stuff like that on his own time and to save money.
Yeah. What about, say,
Of course, it could be a lazy mechanic. Mm-hmm. You know, a mechanic who does work or quality of work that, such that it seemed like he was in the shade all the time, taking it easy. Mm-hmm. I guess it has a double meaning.
Okay. Say my mother's sister, she would be...
Your aunt.
And a woman's name begins with an S.
Sarah.
And if your father had a brother named William, that would be?
Uncle Bill.
Or?
Uncle William.
Okay. And my name, John, you've already said this.
Uncle John.
George Patton was a?
A general, General Patton.
And Harlan Sanders is a?
Colonel Sanders.
Okay. The man in charge of a ship, that's a?
Captain.
You ever heard that term used to mean anything else or used differently?
Yeah, sure. Especially old blacks refer to white people that way.
What do they say?
Say, Captain. How you be, Captain? Okay. And they talking to two or three captains. How you doing, captains? It's a form of...
In terms of respect?
No, it's more just a... I doubt if it's respect. It's just a, that kind of shuffling mentality, you know.
Okay. What about the man who presides over court? He's a...
Judge.
And the person who goes to school is a...
Student.
What about if he's in the first grade?
He's a first grader.
Would you call him anything besides... Would you say he's a student?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, you might say pupil.
Okay. How far along would he have to get when he ceases to be a pupil?
Well, I don't know. I'd just say student, I guess.
Okay. What about a woman who files and types and all that business?
Secretary.
And a woman who appears on stage?
Actress.
And where... You wouldn't say you're a German or anything, you're...
An American.
All right. Here in the South, we had separate facilities for a while. One for... And one for...
Well, one for blacks and one for whites.
Okay. What about different terms for blacks? Well, put it this way. What would you think most these people nowadays would prefer to be referred to as?
Well, most of them probably would be one of... They'd want to be called blacks. Some... still prefer to be called Negroes. Of course, sometimes we often make a slip and say niggers.
This is derogatory?
Yeah, yeah.